This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for a visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of discussion of things from a natural point of view, from a nuka ease. How's that, Jack? You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Jack is a nuka chiropractor. The nuka ease of it all. Something I wish I had the exposure to, frankly, at the moment. I haven't ever get on a plane and go back there to help me straighten out my shoulder. And maybe that's a good example of how nuka chiropractic works. I think we talked about this last week, the week before.
Nuka stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, NUCCA.
All right.
And nuka sounded better than nuka. So they called it NUCA, National Upper Cervical, meaning the upper neck.
Yeah.
And the reason why I work in that area, especially the top bone, as I was explaining to a new patient yesterday, just destroyed from professional football, is because the very top bone is not connected to the rest of the spine. There's no disc between the top two bones of the neck. The top bone floats around, and it guides the head on the top of the neck that guides the head and neck on the shoulders. And when that's out of alignment, because right through the middle of that bone, right through the ring of that bone, passes the bottom end of your brainstem that turns into the spinal cord. And when that area is out of balance, torsion, stretching, compression is brought to bear on the bottom end of the brainstem, the medulla, where it becomes the cord, and anywhere those nerves go, there can be some kind of compromise. So it's not just I work on the neck. That just happens to be where my ground zero is for the work I do. But this fellow yesterday, his entire left leg was numb, just completely numb, has been for 10 years. And so they want to start some major experimental surgery on him. But after I got through working on him, his knee, he could feel his knee for the first time in some time and could actually start to feel his left leg again. And all I ever did was touch that top bone.
How did he hear about you? How did he find you?
A friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the same thing that many people say when I see them. We've been everywhere. There's nothing left, so we thought we would try this.
Last resort.
That's
Jack,
right. Well,
the
last guy
before we commit, Harry Carey.
I'm the last guy on the end of the street for a lot of people.
There it is. Well, that's because you're unconventional, and still conventionality has the public by the short hairs when it comes to what to do. Although, it seems to me I talked about last year how for the first time the public is voting with their dollars and has spent more on, cumulatively anyway, on natural remedies,
yes,
chiropractors, acupuncturists.
For over 20 years now.
Yeah.
Over 20 years, more money is spent outside the big pharma than in big pharma for health care.
That tells you something, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah, well, people are just getting tired of it because it just doesn't work.
I saw something that I wanted to share with you and the audience about tobacco use.
Sure.
The fact that now, not only here in our country, but around the globe, many, many, many more men are smoking tobacco. I'm not talking about weed or anything else. I'm talking about the number of men who are smoking, even though in the last 15 years, the number of men, there were like almost 50% of the men around the world smoked, and 20% of the women around the world smoked. Now it's down to 7.8% for women and 36% for males. In America, it's half of that in each category, although it still seems like way too many people are smoking. So let's just review, if we can, Jack, for those who still smoke, what does tobacco smoke and the ingredients that are in a modern cigarette, what does that do to your body and your brain?
Well, I like the word ingredients that you use because the stuff they put in to
the cigarettes, a lot of additives. Yeah.
Yeah, is far more dangerous than the tobacco itself. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, I can't remember how long ago I saw a report on this, but the, some natural cigarette, and I think it was being made by the
natural American cigarette. Yeah. There is such a thing.
No, yeah, because it was just straight tobacco and very clean papers. In fact, you can still buy them now because I, you know, every now and then I'll see somebody with one of those.
Yeah.
And it's an, it's some, and it's got a picture of a Native American on the front of the, is that, I think that might be what
American
it is, American Spirit.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And, there, you know, I'm not saying that if you're going to smoke, smoke that. But then again, that's exactly what I'm saying. If you're going to smoke, you want to smoke something that's far less harmful. And a lot of the problems is in the filter on the cigarette. And so, you know, what happens is that these chemicals, once they're heated, once they're ignited by that fire, their chemical nature changes, and they become much more toxic, much more of a carcinogenic byproduct of the burning of the tobacco. And this stuff accumulates in the lungs. Mm-hmm. And it's immunosuppressive. And everybody knows somebody that started smoking when they were 10, and they're still smoking in their 80s. And they look like hell, but they're still alive, and they're up and running around because of the power of that immune system that they have.
Gee, it's really amazing. Whatever, whoever, I always wonder about this. Who was the first person that saw a weed in the desert and decided we ought to, let's smoke that?
Well, we get it from the same place we get all of our other natural medicines. From indigenous tribes that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years and have learned what plants to use and what plants to stay away from.
Yeah, okay.
And this stuff had a healing effect at one time. A tobacco poultice will pull toxins in the muscles out to the surface of the skin.
Now, see, I don't think most people knew that either.
No, but and then remember, it was the French back in the 1700s in the French Caribbean area that found out if they put sugar, if they would lace the tobacco with sugar, they could make it 10 times more addictive than just tobacco by itself.
Now, sugar's addictive too, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Nicotine, other things.
Especially when it's carbonized by the fire.
Yep. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with curious answers to questions about your health and well-being, the toxicity of things that we breathe, the things that we need to do to our bodies naturally to clean them up and clean them out. All that becomes part of our fodder for conversation here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about your 8 hours. Some people need 7 hours, some people need 8, some people need 9 hours. Of rest. I know some people that they can't function if they get 9 hours of sleep a night. I guess I wish if I get 6 hours, I'm lucky. And so, and I think, Jack, you're kind of like that too. Although you go to bed fairly early, you and Mary do, from my experiences staying in your place. We all kind of like to go to bed early.
Yeah.
And it sometimes works better than others, depending on how much work you have to do. But if you're not getting enough rest, please listen to this 60 seconds worth of advice from the folks at MyPillow. MyPillow has a complete sleep system on sale right now. Save 30% on the MyPillow coil mattress. Get a set of Giza Dream sheets, a couple of MyPillows, and you get financing if you need it. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, where you can find all of your favorite sleep items. I like to look at these slippers I'm wearing, and they're really very cool. I have a dog bed for Daisy that came from, why not? You get everything else, why not get a dog bed from MyPillow as well? Pillows and cushions for your couch. The famous towels that you can get a 40-some-odd, I think it's 45% discount on those using the DJV code. So check it all out. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Use them a couple of months. You don't like them, send them back. So check your favorites out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page for the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. If you're getting those, I got some new flannel sheets. They are El Superbo. Great. Enter the promo code DJV for discounts up to 60% on things that are at the MyPillow catalog, MyPillow specials. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian, but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Fabula. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Buckle up for more. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Are we done talking about COVID? Do you think there was some study I saw that COVID changed the brain of some people? I guess that would be, yeah, I could understand that.
Well, it is.
You talked about smell and taste and stuff, but what about the brain?
Well, and then there's other toxicities that are involved on top of that. This, you know, why some people in the family have a lot of problems with this, other problem family members don't. But I have so many radio shows, podcasts that are ForbiddenDoctor.com on this very subject. And I was saying back in April of 2020, when they switched from infectious fatality rate to case fatality rate to make the numbers explode, that it was already on its way out, as these things are every cold and flu season when April and May roll around.
Yeah.
And here we're, you know, what are we, a week and a half, 2 weeks away from spring?
Yep.
Springtime, and the cold and flu season will be over with here. But we have become so toxic in our lives. I think a bad cold would probably take somebody out.
Well,
and they'll call it COVID because they get paid for it.
Well, exactly. And that's become about, you and Ken Kronhaus, the other doctor on Good Day Health, agree completely. By April, this thing is really gone.
Sure.
And it becomes part of the flu season as we get into the flu season next fall. But in the meantime, the only question that I ever had over this was how, if you can explain in a fairly quick sense, the virus stole your sense of smell. Why? And taste as well. Why?
Well, viruses have a particular affinity for different areas of the body. And so the olfactory bulb, you know, cranial nerve number one, up in the back of the top of your nose, seemed to be a collection site for this stuff that just turned off the sensory aspect of smell. And then they talk about smelling and tasting. But the fact is, almost everything we think we're tasting, we're actually smelling it. We only taste four things: sweet, sour, bitter, and salt. That's it. Everything else, a strawberry, you don't taste it. Chocolate, you don't taste it. A steak, you don't taste it.
What do you mean you don't taste chocolate?
You're smelling it. You smell it up
really?
In the back of your nose. And when you can't smell it, then you think your taste is gone. But it's the smelling, the aroma, all that stuff is inhibited.
Huh. All right, and think about it. I have to think about it. Yeah, you can't smell chocolate now that you mention it. You taste it, yeah. Okay. Well, leave it to Jack to put us on track, as they say. It's the DGV Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with Dr. Doug Steffen. He's got a license that I haven't, but you know what? I feel like I know it all. It's more straight ahead. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To Dr. Jack Stockwell, I was looking, you were just mentioning some of the podcasts that you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All kinds of, everything's listed there. You can see, get help with most anything. There are hundreds of podcasts. We have our own podcast here as well with the DJV Health Show. DJVHealthShow.com is where you find the podcast. A couple of the recent episodes, one of them a focus on zinc and how magically it helps you, especially through flus, cold, COVID, whatever it is, zinc, and they have a zinc chelate that supports your immune system that's second to none. You can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, the list of foods you ought to avoid before you go to bed. That's on a recent podcast. We have a DJVHealthShow.com because going, you know, we just talked about this with MyPillow. Sleep is so important to good health. And if you eat snacks before you go to bed, good night, not a good night, right? You have that. We talk about that in the podcast. And then we have a podcast that's recently we focus on biosludge. Doesn't that sound wonderful? The soil in Maine is loaded with it. And we had a good conversation in that same podcast with Dr. Marty Rosen and his wife Nancy, the book All About the Head. It is really good for parents that are coming along wondering, if you believe in chiropractic, how young should you start it? I guess that's about, find these podcasts, by the way, free at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So what about that? We did spend some time talking about it, but I thought, you know, it's worth another moment or two in terms of child pediatrics. What's the youngest child you have ever treated? Do you remember?
4 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I was struggling to breathe.
What? Really? And what did you do to help that?
Same thing I do to you.
Really?
Make sure that the atlas is in its proper position underneath the skull. Because its effective, its misalignment is inhibiting the baby's ability to breathe. Your breathing ability is centered in the medulla, the bottom end of the brainstem. Just, you know, at the very bottom of the skull, at the top of the neck. And when that area is compromised, it could be cardiovascular problems, digestive problems, breathing problems, sleep issues. All of these are controlled in that little tiny area. The very top of the brain, the so-called higher brain, just interprets the experience of the lower brain, the reptile, the rhino encephalon, whatever, what it was, some other names for it. It's just the brain stem. The brain stem is the center of life.
Yeah.
The top of your brain interprets that experience and gives you a personality. It gives you individuality. It allows you to be who you are as an individual. But the real life control mechanisms are at the very bottom of the brain. And that's why injuries or strokes or anything there that can take you out so fast. But people, you know, up at the top, the cortex, a bullet, a tire iron, an arrow, a brick, a fractured skull, and if it didn't sever a major artery, you know, they're back to work in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But damage the size of a period at the end of a sentence in the brainstem can take you out.
Did you hear me talking with the ladies on the DJV program about me sniffing lead-based gasoline when I was a kid? I used to think, did you? Come on,
that
you did that too.
A lot, man.
No, you, come on. We all loved the smell of gasoline when we were kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't tell me you didn't do that same
well,
thing.
Well, yeah, but I didn't make it a habit.
Well, I didn't stick my nose into the throat of the car, but I just, when I was filling up, I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, very unique experience.
Yeah, but it wipes out your brain.
Yeah.
That lead wipes out your brain. That's why people were so, they were death on having lead in the gasoline, which people who don't know didn't remember back to that point. Lead lubricated the pistons.
Anti-knock.
Made the engine function better. Yep, right. All right, more Dr. Jack as we continue. Yeah, I get off of the lead and what I got high on smelling gasoline. That'll be in the next half hour here.
This is brought to you by Accenture. Companies today are using automation and artificial intelligence to reinvent their business processes and gain a competitive advantage. Bringing intelligence to automation is helping companies make better business decisions while also creating better employee and customer experiences. The Automation Advantage, a new book written by top automation experts at Accenture, is a practical how-to guide to using intelligent automation to drive business performance and growth. Accenture Chief Strategy Officer Bhaskar Ghosh explains how automation is benefiting companies everywhere.
When you talk about the intelligent automation, we are talking about the differentiated experience. We are talking about the superior decision-making in the organization. We are talking about the growth of the business.
Learn what automation can do for your business by reading The Automation Advantage. Available now from major booksellers and at www.accenture.com/automationadvantage.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former Keystone XL pipeline worker Neil Crabtree of the energy industry tried to warn President Biden against policies hindering U.S. oil and gas production. The White House Tuesday says starting up the XL pipeline again would have no impact. Mr. Crabtree on Fox News disagrees.
I don't care if we got 9,000 leases available. I don't care if we got 90,000 available. No company is going to develop a new lease because they won't let us build the pipelines to move it once we do find it. Biden's using this policy of any way but an American way. We're in for some deep trouble.
Some 44 million South Koreans head to the polls today to elect the country's next president. Polls revealed voters are looking for a leader who can root out corruption, heal the divided nation, and polarize politics, and kickstart negotiations to curb North Korea's nuclear threat. Essentially, the race is between liberal Lee Jae-myung and conservative Yoon Suk-yeol. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Russia continues their unjust invasion of Ukraine, an estimated 60 to 100,000 foreign fighters have joined the fight. Dual U.S.-Ukraine citizen Miro Popovich tells his story to CNN.
Well, now I'm in Kiev, and I'm helping our military and police as much as I can using my military experience that I gained in U.S. Army and Afghanistan. Well, you know what? The most important skill that you can learn in the military and during any war is the stress and how you handle stress. And I know that I've been into some situations where stressful situations when I was serving in U.S. Army. And now I'm bringing this as the most important experience because there's a lot of young guys here. They never seen blood. They never fire a weapon and they never heard a gunshot. So I'm here sort of helping them to overcome this. And of course, I know how to use, I'm proficient with some of the weapons. So that's, I'm bringing that to the table.
It's been rumored that sharks in the ocean don't sleep at all. The fact that some sharks must stay on the move to facilitate their breathing has led to this idea. A new study, however, finally confirms these animals do slumber. Ecophysiologist Michael Kelly from the University of Western Australia says after monitoring sharks across a 24-hour period, it revealed their oxygen levels consistently decrease during these periods of restfulness and are indeed sleeping. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Next up, Dr. Jack Stockwell, or continuing with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen. The seasons are changing. You just said something a few minutes ago about we are moving away from wintertime and into springtime in a couple of weeks. And we also have the clocks that are changing, and people complain that their health isn't as good during the week when the clocks change in one direction or another. I think that sounds kind of wimpish to me, but apparently the stats show, Jack, that a lot of heart attacks occur around the change in the season or the change with the clock. I don't know why, but it seems to be.
It doesn't make any sense to me either. I mean, how you know, this coming weekend we have the.
Yeah. This weekend, you know, this program airing over this weekend, it changes. Yeah.
How many times on a Saturday night, and that's when it's going to jump forward, spring forward,
o'clock.
So you lose an hour.
Yeah. All right.
And how many times on a Saturday night does something happen, you end up staying an extra hour or two awake anyway?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're watching something, or there's some family emergency, or somebody shows up at the last second. Instead of going to bed at 10 or 11, you're up till 12 or 1.
So what? Yeah.
So this weekend, you're going to lose a whole hour worth of sleep. Oh, no, it goes on day after day. No, your body acclimates so quickly to this.
Yeah,
if you're having problems
exactly
with this, it's not the change of time. It's something else inside the body.
I say to the ladies stress on the DJV program, it's all a bunch of wimps.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's stress.
Big deal. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about other things happening with the change in seasons with the Chinese. The only thing good that comes out of China, as far as I'm concerned, these days is Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. The rest of whatever comes out of there, you can have. But the Chinese have known for a long time that seasonal cleansing is good. So as we go into springtime, what should we be doing to purify our bodies? Is there a different technique from the spring to the summer to the fall?
Yeah, I like the GAPS approach, G-A-P-S, the gut psychology syndrome, where you cleanse the gut. It only takes about 5-7 days at the most. And it's to clean out the debris that's been piling up since Halloween, and then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then Valentine's Day, and all the stuff that causes the bowel to be a little bit more sluggish, a little bit more toxic. And, of course, there's people all, you know, all year round that take care of the gut. But the gut is the beginning and the end of life. Gut is the beginning and the end of disease. And if you carry that load into the summertime, you're going to have summer colds, summer flus, as the body's trying to detoxify itself.
Yeah.
So when you talk about Chinese medicine, remember, that's like 5,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't something they came up in competition with Big Pharma. This stuff's been around for a long, 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 long
time. Tried and true.
Yes.
These things that are coming in. Some of the things, there's a Chinese medicine pharmacy in Los Angeles and Santa Monica, actually, at the end of Wilshire Boulevard. I've been in there any number of times to find things.
Yeah.
And I found that this stuff, I add that to my standard process routine, which is pretty complex. Every day, Mary has me on about 30 different supplements that I take. And every once in a while, I admit to getting tired of doing it every day. It just becomes a chore, much as anything else. Even though you know that when you're done, you're doing your body a favor, it just is a chore. And I think a lot of people don't take vitamins and minerals and supplements because of that, Jack. Don't you? I mean, really?
Well, yeah, it is a grind, but I can tell when I don't take it.
You can't.
When I take the protocol that I follow, I have energy all through the morning into the afternoon. I take about a half an hour nap between the first and second half of the day.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to hit the rest of the afternoon until evening, till 5, 6, sometimes as late as 7 o'clock when people come in from out of town.
Yeah.
But if I don't take it, man, I drag all day long.
Well, there are it's supplements, it's minerals, it's vitamins. You have your own, you have a couple of things that are complementary. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you listen to us talk about long-life energy enzymes because the enzymes do work to give you more energy. That's why they're called long-life energy enzymes, help to prolong your life by taking care of the gut. That information that you used to put that formula together came from your doing GAPS practice, right?
Yes. And then my own issues a number of years ago that concerned me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking for something in local stores as well as online. I couldn't find what I felt like I needed, so I made it.
Yeah, I wish we had something that would take care of the gluten intolerance that I have. Something like this that wasn't as toxic as some of the things that you take for it. It's annoying.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think there was something you take and it would just, okay, magic gone.
Yeah, well, that's what we all want. We want a magic
pill to make
up for malnutritional choices throughout all the decades of our life, and it finally catches up to us. But we want a magic pill, which is
so. Did I make some bad decisions about what I ate? Is that what caused gluten? I never asked that question.
I don't think you ever had enough dense protein.
Really?
Because you don't eat animal products.
Well, I did when I was younger. So why would I have developed it later in
Well,
life.
It's not like what you ate 30, 40, 50 years ago that you're still carrying the benefit to this day. It helped you then.
Yeah.
But when that disappears from your diet, there's some complex protein structures in animal products, which is what has kept mankind alive since we got on this planet, that you do not have in plants. Now, I'm not saying plants aren't good for you. You need to be very selective with what kind of plants you eat, because a lot of them are very dangerous, especially tomatoes and potatoes. They're nightshades. I mean, there's plenty of evidence that potatoes and tomatoes are not your friend, but that makes up the diet for a lot of people.
I like a baked potato with a lot of butter on it and salt once in a while. Once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon is fine.
Yep.
You know, in a piece of banana cream pie or hot berry pie with a piece of ice, chunk of ice cream. Just not every day. Just not every day.
I know.
Well, every now and then. You know, I think I had, I probably had 3 or 4 pieces of pie at Christmas time, but I haven't had one since.
No. I have a blueberry, gluten-free crust blueberry pie in the freezer that I haven't dug out yet. I have a little bit, like the guys at the farm will have a piece and I'll have a piece and they'll put some vanilla ice cream on it and, you know, it's that sort of thing that supports my emotional strength. You know, some people take Prozac, that's ice cream and pie. That's it. Speaking of emotional balance, the Ageless Thyroid product that you had, which went fast bye-bye because you didn't have enough of it made, tisk, tisk. Now you have it back, so people are looking
double
at
batch,
you
yes.
had Ageless Thyroid in your routine.
There's several different glandular products inside that.
There are?
Several different. There's hypothalamus, pituitary, thyroid, and adrenal. And we couldn't call it Ageless Hypothalamus. Most people don't even know what that is, let alone where it is.
Right.
But it has an awful lot to do with sensory input and emotional balance. The pituitary is the master gland. It's controlling everything else. The thyroid is essentially the gas pedal of the body, and the adrenals help you to handle stress. So these the Ageless Thyroid supports all of those glands. So we've got patients, depression, bipolar, anxiety, wonderful improvement simply by using three of these Ageless Thyroids every day. No side effects. It's 100% food-grade ingredients. The reason we ran out is because we need a product from southern parts of New Zealand and the southern parts of Argentina. And because of this COVID stuff over the last 2 years, it's hurt quite a bit.
Yep, it does. All right, so check all that out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's a wealth of information there. Also, Jack's website, JackStockwell.com, is great if you're looking for nook information, the chiropractic information. We continue here, spreading the wealth of info on DJV Health in a matter of moments.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're not shopping spring essentials at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just got 20% off the cutest outfit from Sonoma Goods for Life, 25% off Hurley, which my son loves, and 25% off Champion and Adidas. Did I mention I also got an extra 15% off and earned Kohl's cash? Here's to longer days and more time to save. Flex Style, 15% offer ends March 20th. Hurley, Champion, Adidas, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the DJV Health Program, Doug Steffen, focusing on cleansing your body, helping yourself. If you don't help yourself, who else is going to help you? That's one of the things. I always want to know what's going on. I say this. I want to know what's going on in my body, and you are too as well. All kinds of ways of testing it out, including getting a traditional annual physical one way or another. You ought to know what's in your blood, even if the doctors don't agree. Like Jack and Ken don't agree on cholesterol. My cholesterol count is 195.
Way too
high. I have 40, 40, the good cholesterol supposedly 43, 44 is the reading, and I have 100 and something or other, whatever the difference is, in the bad, so-called bad cholesterol. You don't agree with those numbers. You don't agree even with the concept.
No.
Right? No.
Well, it
so how is it that the cardiologists get away with telling people that? And it seems to, you know, I mean, Ken is well intentioned. He does the research and says
I can't speak for Ken, but I'll tell you. But I tell you, I certainly studied the research.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of cholesterol, if you don't have enough cholesterol in your diet, your liver's going to make it. Because every cell in your body requires cholesterol. It makes up the wall of the cell. It's a waxy product. But your body
if you have
also
too much, then that's plaque, and it causes heart attacks. That's the conundrum, isn't it?
But that's not the problem. That was the answer to another problem inside the body where there's inflammation. When the arterial structures of the body, in the heart or in the carotids or wherever else, are inflamed, the body will lay down a Band-Aid to address that inflammation and to heal the wall of the artery. That Band-Aid consists of calcium, it consists of cholesterol, and it consists of fibrin and a few other.
So if I have a lot of cholesterol, the bad kind, does that mean there's something going on? Because Jack,
I mean, you have too much sugar. You have too much sugar in your diet.
Oh, come on.
Sugar causes your insulin to stay high. Insulin is corrosive to the walls of the arteries of the body.
So then why don't I have plaque? I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity whatsoever. Ken
no, but
that
you do in your carotids.
I do in my carotids.
Because that's just where your body decided to lay it down for whatever reason. That's not uncommon. That's the way it is with a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people get a carotid ultrasound or whatever you call the test, and it shows their carotids are wide open, but they've got a calcium score of over 1,000 inside their heart structure. Hmm. So it's, you know, it's genetics may be the reason why. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it is.
But I can, with a lot of my patients, and they bring me a blood test showing the bad cholesterol, 150 to 200, I tell them, listen, if you stop sugar for a month, and I know that's the most difficult thing you'll ever do in your life, you stop sugar for a month, you'll see those numbers crash by over 100 in 30 days.
Really?
Yes.
Something to remember or think about. All right. Somebody wanted to know whether really there's a paper that's been published suggesting that Viagra, use of Viagra, will cut your risk for Alzheimer's. Why would that be?
Well,
there's tea lower rates of dementia.
Viagra or Cialis or some of the other stuff,
Levitra,
things out there,
yeah.
They have certain drugs in there that cause arteries to stay open. It prevents our arterial constriction, which is why guys use it for erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, theoretically, the idea behind it is that it allows better blood flow to the cortex of the brain.
Hmm. Well, for those of you who were talking about smoking earlier, smoking has been linked to erectile dysfunction. So maybe if you stop smoking, you don't need Viagra, too. You stop using sugar and stop smoking, right?
Well, the long-term damage is pretty well taken place. You're going to need to do more than just quit smoking.
Yeah, all right. Well, I did that as an experiment on the air once. Did I ever tell you that? I took a Viagra, a Levitra, and a Cialis all at once.
Wow.
And it was interesting. An interesting experiment in terror, if you will. Dr. Jack Stockwell, nothing terrorized here, just a straight plain, you know, put one foot at a time forward, use your common sense when it comes to your health and well-being. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, here at 10 before the hour.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life. July with Rich Santovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now, 53 after the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of my favorite people. He is a fabulous doctor, Nooka chiropractor. He practices with his wife, Mary, Salt Lake City. He has a fabulous, the people, did I use fabulous twice there, Jack? I think I did.
Yeah, that's all right. We can use it a third time if you want.
It's the fabulous Jack Stockwell. Brought to you in part by Calitrin. Take four capsules at bedtime and call us in the morning to tell us how much weight you lost during the course of the night. That's how it works. I'll tell you more about that as we move down the pike here. But right now I want to get Jack focused on weight training. I have been a weight trainer most of my life, but I've also been a gardener. I have been active on the farm. I've got lots of tractors and jump up and off and on and, you know, doing stuff during the good weather months keeps me in shape. I always feel like during the winter I like to eat ice cream and cookies and stuff, and it doesn't do me any favors when it comes to a little bit of a teeny paunch that I don't like. Anyway, so you've got a study here that finds what when it comes to people who are basically exercising for how long each week?
Well, there's a lot of exercise people are involved in without even realizing it. In the sense of weight training. You think of weight training, you got to go to the gym, you got to pump iron, or those stretch bands or something like that. A study was recently finished, a good study in Japan, but it was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, and what they found is that heavy gardening is equals pumping iron. If they do it at least 30 minutes to 1 hour a week, and that would involve digging and shoveling. If you're gardening, and of course spring is coming upon us, and people need to turn over the soil, and they might have a rototiller, or the garden might be small enough they're just out there turning dirt over with a shovel. But they found out that was the equivalent of working or pumping iron 30 minutes to an hour a week. And most people that go to the gym to do that every day, at least 30 minutes to an hour when they go to the gym. Yeah. But just working in the garden. ten push-ups per minute, that kind of weightlifting resistance bands is equaled by just some heavy gardening, which
I'm
is digging
doing now
and shoveling.
With my shoulder injury that I've had the last couple of weeks, I've used those bands. because I can't use the normal amount of weight, although right. I can lift it, but it does. You don't want to take a chance that it'll go the wrong way. And I learned the hard way this weekend getting on the plane. I had my bag and I put it up overhead, and I couldn't. I had two bags. The one was light and threw it up there, and the other one wasn't so light. And the lady sitting next to me said, "Can I help you?" Because I had my sling on. I said, "No, I'm fine." So yes. I pushed it up and pulled, tear another bit of muscle in there. So that wasn't the brightest thing.
Well,
you got to be careful of stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you do. And the bottom line of the study was that it could reduce the risk of early death by 20%.
Good.
Gardening for 30 to 60 minutes a week. 30 to 60 minutes a week, which is easy to do if you're out in your garden.
Yeah.
Could reduce risk early death by 20%. And early means prior to what the national average is for that particular ethnic group or country or whatever else.
There's no substitute for physical fitness.
Oh, no, there isn't.
Muscle,
no.
It doesn't. There was. I saw something yesterday about men who have gone overboard with the muscle look routine. Just because you have a lot of muscle doesn't mean that you're healthy.
Oh, when Mary does a bio, you know what a biomeridian is. When Mary does a biomeridian, we'll have triathletes come in, and we see the worst numbers possible. They have just burned their bodies out.
Yeah.
But they're on such a hormonal high because of what they're putting their bodies through that they seem to have this endless energy. But, man, when they burn out, they crash.
Yeah. Well, having muscle is depends. It all in degrees. There are men and women. The muscle look is sexy, but then when you get it so that it's out of control, the grotesqueness that comes from using steroids is that's really just not healthy for you. Period. End of story.
No, that's where the liver cancer people come from.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Dr. Jack, brought to you by America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Yes, yes, yes. For 25 years, Calitrin has been around helping people. The folks there that are the counselors will answer your questions. Just go to toploss.com, get the number there. You can have a chat online. And they're very accommodating. This is one of the wonderful things. It's a family-owned company. The doctor who created it, staff of nurses, they still own the company. And so here we have this being distributed all around the world. The success stories are piled on top of one another at the website toploss.com. So read it, convince yourself this is the right way to especially keep the weight off the natural way. Calitrin's the product. Toploss.com is the website. Check out with the code DJV, please. 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.